This is great because Claudia told me she saw somebody today, and I was like, oh, we have to talk about this on the radio. Somebody guessed Halle Berry. No, you didn't see her. What about Santa? Did you see Santa?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, it wasn't Santa.
Claudia, tell everybody who you saw.
I saw a medium today.
Excellent. Okay. That's kind of like a psychic type person, right?
Exactly. I really believe in spiritual energy, and I like to see a medium about every 5 to 6 years just to make sure that I'm at the right place at the right time, and to kind of help me make decisions, like a little bit of guidance that I'm looking for.
And every 5 to 6 years, when you do go see the medium, I roll my eyes about every 5 to 6 years.
Yes.
I'm not a big believer of it.
Right. So every time I come in and I'm really excited to tell you like what the medium has said and whatever, because to me, so much sense. And I'm like, oh, it was so good. And you're always kind of like, okay, whatever. Kind of like BS, right?
So can you tell me what here, is it a she? He?
It's a she. Her name is Danielle. She was amazing.
What did Danielle do for you this time around?
Well, she talked about my kids and about health issues and things like that that we're kind of checking into. But mainly I was wondering, like, should we move or not? I've been considering moving to the South Shore and I wasn't convinced. And she basically did not foresee a move in my future for at least another 2 years, at least. So I've decided that I'm completely stopping to look for a house.
So you made that major life decision based on Danielle, the medium.
Well, I mean, I guess based, well, it's not just her. It's based on the guides that have spoken to her. Okay, now see, he's rolling his eyes at me again.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to get it. It just seems like a major life decision to move. And don't get me wrong. Like, you know, there was rumor you were going to move right next door to me.
Right.
So
you're happy. I get it. Thank you, Danielle. Kat is saying thank you because I'm not moving next door. No, I mean, she does say that your future is always in your hands. She just doesn't foresee that happening anytime soon.
All right. Let's have people try and convince me. There's got to be other people like you that have had stuff in their life happen.
Yeah.
Through a medium.
Exactly.
And had great experiences with them.
Yes. And what would be even better, if you're a medium, call us and tell Kat what could happen in his future or something very personal about Kat that only he could know.
Well, this sounds like a setup. All right. No, but seriously, text us your medium experience and try and convince me today on the B92.5 right now. 92.925. Montreal's Perfect Mix, the B92.5. So we're talking about Claudia Marquez, who went to see a medium and sometimes has life decisions made by a medium.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
And I don't believe it. I don't believe you should put in that much, you know, information out there to this woman who's going to tell you you shouldn't be moving in a couple years.
Well, she didn't... No, but see, that's the thing. She didn't say that I shouldn't be moving. She didn't foresee that I would be moving within, for example, the next 2 years. I basically see somebody because I like to just make sure that I'm at the right place at the right time and to help guide me a little bit in my questions.
Here's this text that sees it the way I see it. The text says, see, I mean, she told you that she does not foresee a move, so you decided to stop looking for a house. You literally made her premonition come true all by yourself.
Right, but that's for a move, for example. But, for example, somebody that's going to ask about, like, am I going to get pregnant or am I... That's a different story. Like, for example, this one says, I consulted a medium after having 2 miscarriages and I was so discouraged with my life. I simply asked her if there was any possibility of being a mom in my near future after doctors had told me that it wasn't possible. She was so amazing. She told me that I was going to have 2 children in my future, and I have 2 lovely boys today.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, here's another feel-good story from Mandy. What happened to your mom, Mandy?
She went to see a medium years ago. She felt the need to. She wanted to know stuff. She was told that she was pregnant with a boy, and my mom was surprised, and she later took a test and ended up having my brother.
So your mom didn't even know she was pregnant at the time?
She did not, and it was confirmed that day. My mother was so curious, she went out and bought a pregnancy test and was pregnant with my brother. True story.
Well, this is great because Claudia's got that skill too.
See, now you're making fun of me again.
No, I'm not. It's a true story.
They call me the witch here in the hallways of work because I have told 2 people who hadn't told anybody they were pregnant yet that they were pregnant. And they fell off their chairs because what happens is if a person's pregnant, I see them with the big belly. and then it disappears and it shrinks back to nothing. I know it's the weirdest thing. I'm not trying to convince anybody that I have a gift or anything, but even speaking to the medium today, she was like, look, you have a gift, and if you would like to develop it, I'd more like to help you with it.
Well, that's amazing.
Well, I think so, but you're still laughing.
Text us your belly right now, 9295, and Claudia will give you the news.
I will. And somebody's trying to call you, actually. A medium is trying to contact you right now, so pick up your phone.
An hour ago, we were talking about Claudia went to see a medium, and I was kind of rolling my eyes, and Claudia really puts a lot of faith in this medium. I'm like, you know, you got to be careful who you go and see.
For sure, you do, and you have to take it with a grain of salt, in the sense that all mediums will tell you the same thing. I could tell you whatever, but your destiny is in your own hands, and I just see them for clarity once in a while.
So we got a lot of texts about it, and one of the texts that came in, they were listening to us, and they rarely listen to the station.
Yeah.
And it was a real medium, and we spoke to her off the air.
That's right. Her name is Carolyn Mitchell, medium. You can find her on YouTube and Facebook, and she was speaking very quickly. She was a francophone, so I had to do a little bit of translating. Mm-hmm. But basically, what she said about you right off the bat, she started boom, 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 boom. She said that you're very curious, that you left the house and became independent very young, that you love to travel and you love to spread your knowledge. She said that you love gatherings with friends. You like to plan sort of gatherings. You're a rassembleur, somebody that brings people together. She did speak about both of your kids without even knowing that you had two kids. So
that
was
the only part that really, really blew me away.
Yeah.
Is she somehow knew not only that I had two kids, but the boy and the girl. Because she talked about my son. She goes, okay, now let's talk about your daughter.
Yeah.
And nobody had spoken to her that I have a daughter.
Exactly. And she said that your son was into sports. He just practices a sport daily. And he's, you know, Brett is into hockey. And she also mentioned something very interesting. And that's where I'm interested to see if this is going to happen. A big surprise coming up in spring 2021 for you. Like a personal journey. Like you're going to be doing something for yourself. It's not work-related, but a really cool surprise 2021 in the spring.
All right. I'll let you know.
Okay.